Email abs on amongile@capetalk.co.za.
So Cape Town's proposed drought charge will pay for the survival of Cape Townians. This is, of course, according to Metro Patricia DeLille, who was quoted as saying that without this critical income, we'll be unable to fund not only all of the proposed water argumentation programs, but also the basic operations required to provide water and sanitation services to the people of Cape Town. What this means, though, is that the proposed drought charge to be implemented from the 1st of February, if Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba gives the go-ahead, it will be aimed at residents who own properties valued at over 400,000 rands and commercial properties valued at above 50,000 rands. Joining you on the line this morning, as promised, is Philip Bam, Secretary of the Greater Cape Town Civic Alliance. A very good morning to you, Philip. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Philip, just very quickly, on the Cape Town Civic Alliance, what is it? What do you do?
I'm the secretary of the Cape Town Civic Alliance, Greater Cape Town Civic Alliance. We're a body of about over 100 ratepayers and other civil society organizations. And, of course, our mission is to ensure that we have a better city for all who live within Cape Town.
And in terms of your stance with the recent announcement by the Cape Town Mayor, Patricia DeLille, that there will be a levy dished out to residents coming the 1st of February next year, what is your stance on that?
Well, our stance is that it's a ridiculous thing to have a drought levy. I think somebody didn't think this thing through very carefully. To put another burden on the ratepayer is totally uncalled for. It's unnecessary because there are other ways of making up the shortfall. You see what's happening here is that we've got a shortfall created. You ask people to save water. Then, of course, the unintended consequence of that is you save water, and obviously you will also lose income. Now you want to punish the people for saving water. Now that you want to put on a drought levy, which is an added tax onto the ratepayer. And, you know, these things have a way of just becoming a permanent feature in the future because the taxes will be based on that and so on. But there must be other ways that we believe that the city should be looking at finding the shortfall. There are many ways that the city could look at because this is not about water, it's about money. Yeah.
Let's just talk about that, Philip, in the sense that as a civic alliance, has there been communication with the city of Cape Town to say that, listen, this is not the last resort. There are other solutions, and this is what we are advising, or this is what we are suggesting. Has there been any sort of discussions with any other body, even if it's not you?
No, I don't think there's been adequate consultation with civil society on this issue. And from what I gather on the social media and in contacts that we've had with people, is that people are very upset about that. And some people are even calling for a rates boycott and say, no, we can't do this because council needs to find another way of dealing with this thing. You know, there's a lot of shrewd things happening here. For instance, councillors are now asked to send out a note which says it's their personal opinion and how they thought about it. But then every councillor seems to be sending out the same wording, which means it's a prepared thing. And it's not about people have applied their minds to this issue. Now, there are many other ways, and we want to say there are a few ways that people, that we could save the money. Remember that the city had in the past asked for money. That in the past had what you call a green bond, and that was about a billion rand was quickly oversubscribed. You know, it was reported that within 2 hours, 29 investors made offers totaling 4.3 billion rand. But I don't know whether that has happened or what has happened of that money, whether it's been taken up. But however, we have this caveat on this thing that we, civil society and the right way, need to be very careful about this because we need to fight and prevent the commoditization of water. You see, really, we'll be on a slippery slope when the most basic need for life is in the hands of those who want to make some profit out of it. And that's one of the things we need to look at. But there are things like, I mean, some time ago, years ago, the city had asked for extra funds, people to give some money towards this crisis that is going to happen, and now the crisis is upon us. What the city hasn't done, it hasn't even attempted to cut its expenditure. In fact, I believe that they're building a big new building for the water department, a new head office for the water department. Why do that when the city has so many other buildings that they could be using? There's no austerity measures within the city. And what we are saying, there's no need to burden the ratepayer further. Things, for instance, like, really, we've said it over and over before. Why do we need so many councillors? And the salaries that people are being paid is ridiculous. So those are areas where they can find money. And then projects that the city wants to do at this time, this crisis time, you can't continue as if nothing is happening, and if there is no crisis, and then all you want to do is you want to throw money at the problem, get some more money from the poor, overburden, overtax ratepayer. And I think that is wrong. It's grossly unfair, grossly unjust to look at the ratepayer to fund the shortfall. And because what is going to happen is, you see, that the people who don't benefit at all by any rebate is going to have to pay more and more all the time. And I think there must be alternative water resources.
Let's talk about those rebates right there. Who do you think would qualify for this? I mean, can any resident apply for this based on their specific situation, or will there be just a blanket statement put out there that so these are the ones that can apply for this? I mean, where can the poor residents apply for this sort of rebate?
Well, I would imagine the city would do what they normally do, and there would be conditions to the rebate. If there is a rebate for somebody, it will be the same. They will either reduce the free kiloliters of water, or they will increase the rate at which they charge the water to some people. And it will be, the whole idea is that this thing will be based on property value. So if your property is over 400,000, then you'll start getting a tax. If it is below, you will, of course, be excluded. So again, there are some people who might be using the water, who might be using a lot more water, will not be taxed. And this is where it is an unfair and an unjust situation. So there will be conditions for people to apply. And I suppose that only the indigent people will get an opportunity.
And then lastly on that, Philip, you know, I suppose I'm sharing my sentiments on this because I do feel that this is how most of us feel in Cape Town, in that we are between a rock and a hard place. If we don't pay this levy, the city goes down. If we pay this levy, we go poorer. No, it's just that frustration.
It's not true. It's not true. That's the propaganda that the city is trying to put out. They want to scare people. And again, I say, if you make decision based on the fear, and of course, everybody is going to think, oh, we're going to go down. But if any company that runs a business, if they're in serious trouble and they need money, they cut expenses first. You don't just put up prices. You cut expenses first. And we have not yet seen the city cut any expenses in order to make up the shortfall, in order to deal with this particular crisis. It can't be business as usual. You can't have all this luxury going on. You can't have paying for extra mini mayors. You can't be paying for
mini
councillors.
I'm sorry, yeah, you said mini mayor.
You pay for all these things. And yet, I mean, if there's a crisis, change those kind of expenses. The areas where we have extra expenses that has come up. People know the amount of money we pay to councillors, never mind council officials, and then they waste the money by doing all sorts of funny things. They have to pay back a person that they had fired And it's a lot of money that the Corps said you now have to pay back. Wasteful expenditure.
So I suppose...
That's where they've got to cut.
I suppose then, Philip, we leave it at that, in that the hope is that now there will be... I know that the city has tried to open a flow of information where residents alike and business can also engage on this issue. So we hopefully, as I say goodbye to you, we will then be able to debate and maybe put these points that you have raised to the city. But Philbam, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You are most welcome.
Thank you, sir. To you listening at home.